Well, good morning, Hope City Church family, and welcome to our online watch party. So hopefully this morning you are in your living room showing this service on the biggest screen you have. If you can screen share, if you're watching from your phone or going to YouTube on your smart TV. I always say it makes an impact on the biggest screen you can get this service on. I think it'll help you stay engaged. So yeah, get us on that biggest screen that you have. And come on, we're having church together. There's no distance in prayer. There's no distance in the spirit. So wherever you're watching from, hopefully you got your coffee. Maybe you're still in your PJs. Maybe you're out of them. I don't know. But I'm so glad that you are tuning in this morning because, man, wherever you're watching from, living room, kitchen, in your pajamas, this is still church and we are still family, right? And today is a very special online service because we're going to do something biblical today. How about that? What we're going to do is we're going to remember what God has done. Celebrate what God has said to us as a church in this past year. And then, more importantly, above all of that, we're going to look forward with faith into what's next for us as a faith community, for us as a church. So I know you're not going to miss any of this. So stick with us the entire time. It's going to bless your life. Let me start with a verse of scripture. Psalms 103, verse 2 says, let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he has done for me. So today, we're not just going to recap, right? We're giving God glory for a full year of his faithfulness. This was our 10th year as a church, right? A decade of ministry, right? So in this 10th year, we're not only celebrating the 10, but we're also celebrating another year of the complete faithfulness of our God. So we're going to go into worship, a time of worship. Now listen, this isn't the time to disengage and go wash the dishes and then come back. No, no, no. Wherever you are, as my sister Jen, whenever she preaches, she'll tell you, come on, if you're watching online, push the coffee table out of the way, make space, turn this thing up, get the family together because we're worshiping together. He's still worthy, right? Today, we just get to do it before we brush our teeth and while we're still in our PJs. So, but before we go into worship today, would you type in the chat, right? If you're watching on a platform that you can do that, type in God was faithful in 2025. Go ahead and type that. God was faithful in 2025. Let our whole community know that you're on with us today and you're watching with us and that God was faithful to you in 2025. Amen. Well, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for every life that has been touched this year, every family that has been strengthened, every soul that has been saved, every prayer that you have answered. And today, as we worship, let your presence fill every home. As we look forward, would you fill us today with courage and clarity and faith in Jesus' name? Amen. Come on, type that in. God has been faithful in 2025. So I've pulled a few worship clips from this past year that I love. And the first one we're going to worship to from this past year is when we had our revival weekend here at Hope City Church. And we had City Harvest come in and Bishop David Amos, and man, that entire weekend was filled with such faith and passion and such hope. And man, just that entire weekend was on fire. So we're going to start worshiping with a clip from that. And then I pulled from a recent service here at Hope City Church that I just felt like was so anointed. The glory of God filled the room. And we're going to worship along with that. So don't go anywhere because I'll be right back on the other side of that. And we're going to open the word of God together. So welcome to our watch party. Let's worship God together.
Hallelujah. Come on. We all know that we serve a God where all things are possible. take one moment just to give God praise. I gotta praise. I gotta praise and I gotta get it out.
I gotta praise.
Put your hands on that right there. Said I gotta praise. I gotta praise. Gotta get it out. I gotta
praise.
Oh, great. To break all of heaven, shake at the mention of his name, Jesus, it is. is finished, it is done. Every battle has been won. Praise the one who's overcome. Jesus, all the shackles start to break. All of hell begins to shake at the mention of his name. Jesus, it is finished, it is done. Every battle has been won. Praise the one who's overcome.
Come on, what an amazing day to worship God together. Now, if you joined us somewhere along that process, I want to welcome you to our watch party. What we do is, or we call it our Sabbath Sunday, but every year on the final Sunday of December, we like to just gather online like this. It gives all of our volunteers and our teams who work so hard week in and week out to make Hope City the place that it is. Such an incredible house to worship in. We like to say, hey, after the holidays, just take a break. And we'll worship together online and not in person. So if you're just hopping on, that's what we're doing today. We just came out of a time of worship, but don't worry, there's going to be a little bit more later on as well. And we're going to take a few minutes now and celebrate, because what we're doing today is biblical. We're going to look back and celebrate what God has done, what he said to Hope City Church in 2025. I've been pastoring for 22 years, something like that. But I think what God has been saying to this house in 2025 has been so crystal clear. And it just amazes me in that even in all these years of pastoring, this year, it's like, man, his voice to our church has been so clear in what he's been saying and calling us to do that you really can't miss it. And so we're going to look back at some of that, but we're not going to stay there. We're not going to, you know, just look in the rearview mirror. We're going to look forward in faith. And of course, we're going to continue to worship a little bit more together today. So I want to look at some of the things that we're going to celebrate that God did in 2025 at Hope City Church. And these aren't just numbers, right? Like, these are names. These are stories. These are families. These are miracles that have happened this past year. And so as we talk about these, I want you to keep that in mind, that these are real lives touched and transformed, right? So the biggest thing to start off is that in Sunday morning services, now that this doesn't include any of our outreach events, this doesn't include Pioneer Television Network and all that God's doing through that, but in Sunday morning services alone, 126 people have given their lives to Christ. They have said yes to Jesus and no to the devil. Their names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So come on, that's incredible. We celebrate that. That's what all this is for. This year, we also celebrated 13 baptisms of people who then took the next step and said, hey, I want to make this public. And I want the world to see that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. As you may know, we offer a food pantry here at Hope City Church. I believe it's the second Monday of every month. And this year, we gave over 30,000 pounds of food. We purchased and gave away. So come on. Again, these aren't just numbers. These are families. These are people. These are our homes that received. And as we close out this year and we're looking at next year, we're going to try some different things with our food pantry. But come on, we can't make this happen without you. And yes, in the realms of your giving to help us purchase that food, but we need hands-on. We need boots in the street, if you will. So we're going to try some different things beginning of this year with our food pantry to help it move a little quicker and less volunteer. But come on, we need you. So if you're saying, hey, I can dedicate, 2 hours, 3 hours once a month to help, help people get food, man, we need you. But 30,000 pounds of food purchased and given away this year, that is incredible. Now, you think way back, we can go to our first ever Columbia Community Easter Egg Hunt, where we brought back an egg hunt into a community that hadn't had it in multiple years and that really needed it this past year. And at that, we hosted over 3,000 people flooded onto the Gladfelter Field campus there in Columbia. And man, we had a great year celebrating Easter with them. And come on. So that was a massive undertaking for our church. And I was so proud of our church because, come on, everybody was on board. Everybody bought something. Everybody contributed. Everybody was giving and being a part of the day. And over 3,000 people came. And that was incredible. And then when we hosted, as I mentioned earlier, our revival weekend in April, where City Harvest came down. City Harvest is a part of our church covering, and Bishop Amos came. And man, it was a powerful weekend. We saw some worship from that, and we're going to see a little bit more later on. But at that, we launched Valor Christian College Cohort Campus right here at Hope City Church, right? So what is that? Well, it's the online campus of Valor Christian College in Columbus, Ohio, who we are attached to. And a cohort is when you do your online learning, but we do it together as a community here at Hope City. And so many of you expressed interest. Now, I know we're in the middle of the winter semester right now, but come on, the spring semester is coming up. So I want to remind you that if you want to further your education, you can take one class at a time, or you can go full in. But it's an accredited college, so financial aid, of course, is available. All of that stuff are there, and resources are there. But we're going to be launching our spring semester here. So Valor Christian College cohort, come on, be involved. Expand your education. See what God can do through you. But we launched that this past year. So that was an incredible thing. And then I tried to do the math the best that I could, because one of the mandates that God gave our church probably 2-3 years ago is he said, I want you to release as much teaching as you can from Hope City Church. We knew that, the world is growing more and more chaotic. We knew that, false teachings expound, the gospel is in some streams being lost, if you will, because of what men want to hear. And so we felt like, Mom, We need to come on. We need to release as much teaching as we can, Bible solid teaching as we can from this house. And I tried to do the math the best I could, but somewhere in the realms of 328 sermons and teachings were delivered from this house in 2025. The 328 sermons were released from this house in 2025. That's a lot of sermons. That's a lot of teachings. That's a lot of content that we have put out. And that's not other people's content. That's Hope City. That's our team of our preaching team, if you call it, releasing content to you through podcasts and through Good Morning Lives and through Sunday sermons and midweek sermons and revival weekends and all of that stuff. So come on, we've been putting out content to grow you as a believer and strengthen your faith. And come on, that's a lot for this house. And we just celebrate everything that God has said. And I can't talk about what God has done and not talk about Pioneer Television Network. I often say, I don't know, sometimes people come into our house and I don't know, they might hear us talk about this and not really understand what God is doing. But Pioneer Television Network since 2020 has become one of the premier streaming platforms for Christian content in the world. We started this year with a problem where we needed to upgrade some of our services. We were running out of it's called encoding space. And what that is anytime we upload something for it to go out to all of our platforms, they have to encode it so that that program is available in all of the formats for all of our different platforms. And that costs money. And we have a package and we had to upgrade that package. And so in the midst of doing that, we said, well, you know, come on, we need to work a deal. And as a result of that, we raised the money that we needed to upgrade and do what we needed to do. But on the flip side of it, for free, we got an $8,000 miracle and had thrown in for nothing a new platform, which is the Samsung television platform. So now anyone who has a Samsung television that streams can now download the Pioneer Network Now app right into their home. So now we have added millions and millions more to our reach, over 237 million homes now have access to the Pioneer Television Network. I don't know about you, but come on, we celebrate that. Week in and week out, we are offering teaching from some of the world's leading Christian voices, including all of the content from here at Hope City Church. And it's just phenomenal. It's incredible. And we are so grateful for what God has done through that and is doing. And we celebrate that. So come on, can you celebrate? Can you just type into the chat 237 million reasons to celebrate? Again, these aren't numbers. These are lives. These are homes. These are people who are being impacted and touched because of what God is doing right here at Hope City Church. And come on, only God can do something like that. And this is what it looks like when a church says, Lord, use us. This is what it looks like when a church says, God, we are not going to be defined by our size. We're not going to be defined by our four walls, but we're going to say, yes, use us any way you can. Flood Gladfelter Field with 3,000 people coming to celebrate Easter with us. Yes, and he'll take us to 237 million homes around the world. Yes, and we will release 328 plus more than that, really, but 328 teachings this year from this house. That's what it looks like when a church says, Lord, yes, use us. That's why Galatians 6:9 says, so let's not get tired of doing what is good, right? We could get tired. There's been some weary moments, right? But let us not grow weary. Let us not grow tired in doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing. And Hope City, we have reaped. And by God's grace, we're still reaping a harvest of our continual yes. And I also want to celebrate the growth and consistency of Good Morning Live this year. Every weekday morning. Now, we took some time off when I had our fifth child, but this year, every weekday morning, Good Morning Live has aired and come to you. We've built momentum and we've put a discipleship rhythm in place, and people are being strengthened daily. Over 1,000 people a day tune in and watch. Now, we don't include people who watch for 30 seconds, but people who watch a majority of the Good Morning Live program through all of our platforms. Over 1,000 people a day, every single day, are tuning in the mornings and saying, we're growing with you, we're discipling, and we're answering the Great Commission that says, go and make disciples of all nations. And that's what we're doing every weekday through Good Morning Live. But now, we're not just looking back. Come on, you ready to look ahead? We're going to turn the corner. Because remembering is powerful, right? But remembering doesn't make you move. Vision is what makes you move, right? So we want to look forward with faith and expectation. So Hope City, gratitude is not the finish line here. Gratitude is the fuel that pushes us forward into what's next. Because the same God who carried us through 2025, come on, is the same God who's calling us forward in 2026. Hebrews 11:1 says this, because now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So here's our question. What are we expecting God to do next? Because that expectation is the faith, come on, that calls our eyes to be open and see what God is doing. Expectation is faith that says, I'm not just surviving. Come on, I'm preparing. I'm not just in survival mode trying to get through. I'm preparing for what God is about to do. Why? Because faith prepares before it ever sees. Faith gets ready before it ever manifests. Faith has the ability to look into the supernatural and call those things that be not as though they were. So as a faith community, as your house, come on, get your faith up for what God can do in 2026. I don't care what this past year, you know, you might have seen some difficulty. There might have been some hardships. There have been blessings, sure, along the way. But I don't care what's behind us. Come on, get your faith up, because God can do exceedingly abundantly above anything you could hope, ask, or think in this upcoming year. I remember the man who came up to Jesus and asked for healing. And Jesus said, it's not a question. The question isn't what I can do. The question is what you can believe. The man asked Jesus, can you heal? Jesus said, the question isn't what I can do. The limit's not on what God can do. The question and the limit is, what can you believe for? What can you prepare for? What can you get your expectation up for? What can you start declaring and seeing and speaking and believing for? Because faith prepares before it ever sees. So in this year, come on, I just want to tell you, it is not a question of what God can do. It's not a question of God, does God want to, or will God do it? The question is not that. The question is simply, what is it that I can believe for? What is it that I can get my faith up for? What is it that I can say, God, I'm going to let yesterday be yesterday. I'm going to let my past be my past. I'm going to let the disappointments maybe that have come, right? And I'm going to get my faith up and believe you that the best is yet to come. That you are doing something new in my life. Mark 11:24 says, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. It's not, well, when you pray, then you're going to have it. When you pray, then you're going to have it. No, pray, believe, receive. There's the formula for 2026. Pray, believe, receive. Not just pray and receive. You got to have some believing in there. What is believing? Expectation, getting your faith up, extending your tents, looking, preparing, saying, God, I know you're a man of your word. I know you haven't brought us out here to the wilderness to die. I know that if we're in a wilderness, you have a plan to bring us into our abundant harvest. So I'm going to pray, I'm going to believe, and I'm going to receive in Jesus' mighty name, not just in Hope City Church. We're believing it for this house, but I'm believing it for your house as well. That means if we believe God, we believe that, then we believe that God is sending the harvest. So what do you start doing? You start preparing for the harvest. A farmer who's about to go out into a field to reap the harvest says, come on, I got to have somewhere to put this. I got to get my barns ready. I got to get, you know, my tractors ready. We got to prepare because I'm believing the harvest is coming. What is it that you're believing for in this upcoming year? Come on, if we believe that God is going to save our families, we got to start preparing space for families. That's what we did this past year when we launched two services. We're saying, Lord, we are believing that the harvest is coming. We are believing families are coming. We are believing that what we have put our faith towards is manifesting in Jesus' name. We believe God is going to touch the next generation. Well, then we have to start building stronger ministry for children and youth. That's why our focus for 2026 as a faith community is clear. Here's our focus. Are you ready? Three veins. Outreach like never before. Children and youth. Outreach, children and youth. That's our focus for this upcoming year. Now listen closely. This is not just church preference. This is mission critical. Mission critical. Why? One survey reported that 83% of Christians made their first commitment to Christ between the ages of 4 and 14. 83% of Christians today made their first commitment to Christ between the ages of 4 and 14. That's the window when hearts are most open, right? Research on evangelicals has also found large portions came to faith in childhood. Between those ages. Now they say between 5 and 12, others say 4 and 14. So what do we got to do? We got to start discipling our kids and our youth and our young people early. We cannot let a generation pass before us without knowing the works of God. So Hope City, if we want to see more salvations, we cannot treat Kids City and kids ministry like babysitting. We have to treat it like revival in seed form. If we want to see more baptisms in 2026 than ever before, we must win the family. And one of the strongest doors to the family is loving their kids well. And if we want the church to be strong 10 years from now, come on, we invest in the next generation now. So what does expectation look like practically? Well, expectation looks like inviting people again, praying bold prayers again, serving again, showing up again, giving again, giving our full effort and strength and ability to say, this isn't the season where we retreat. This isn't the season that we draw back. This isn't the season that we say, well, you know, we've given it our all. We've done what we can. Now, you know, we just sit back and, you know, rest in our easy chairs. No, this is the season that we show up again. This is the season that we pray like never before, bigger prayers than we've ever prayed before. We lean in like never before. We expect like never before. We serve like never before. We give like never before, and we believe like never before. Come on, church, are you with me? Isaiah 43:19 says, for I am about to do something brand new. See, I have already begun it. So come on, today we're not closing out the year in a spirit of fear. We're closing it out in the spirit of faith. There is an urgency in this hour because when revival calls people back to God. There's a personal renewal that spills into then national awakening. And it centers on the biblical prayer. If I humble myself and pray and seek God, then he will heal our land. And Hope City, that's not just a theory for us. It has become our posture. And it's that posture that's going to lead us through in 2026. Because what we know is outreach isn't an event. It's our identity. It's who we are. When we started Hope City Church, man, we started with Hope Weeks, and where we would spend a full week serving our community. So our team is already planning for some events this year. We're going to do more outreach than we've ever done before. We're going to give more focus to children and youth ministry like never before. And it's not just one or two. We need to lean in as a church community, because it's not just an event. It has to become our identity. Children and youth aren't side ministries to the main event in the sanctuary. No, no, no. They are frontline disciple making for the harvest ahead. So come on. God is going to do something incredible in 2026. But I've been doing this a long time. And one thing I know, he said, if you humble yourself and pray and seek my face, then I will heal their land. That's why, you know, every year we either do a fast at the beginning of the year or we do a Lenten fast leading up to Easter. And this year, again, I felt impressed that we were to do it as a faith community in the beginning of 2026, because I believe our mission as a church, cannot fall to the wayside. Hear me today. It cannot fall to the wayside. It cannot go on the back burner. We can't start strong and not finish well. We can't say yes and then, you know, be distracted. We have to lean in this season like we have never leaned in before. But what I know is that God never asks us to do anything or calls us to do anything that he does not fully equip us for. So what I have discovered is that when God says, hey, I want to ask you to lean in, I want to ask you to do something, I want to ask you to push the vision forward, advance the kingdom in these areas in this upcoming year, he never asks us to do it on our own strength. But he says, I will fill you with what you need to be able to accomplish that. So that's why January 11th through the 21st, we are calling the church to a fast. That fast is a, here, let me get it up here for you real quick. I think I can. I don't know if I can. There it is. Ah, never mind. I don't know. We had it and then I lost it. So. There it is. There you go. Our refresh, 21 days of prayer and fasting. 21 days of prayer and fasting. January 11th through the 31st. So we're going to give you a little bit of time right at the beginning of the year to get your ducks in a row, your things in order. It's not starting January 1st. We know coming out of that holiday, New Year, you know, we got to get ourselves right. January 11th through the 31st, we're going to call for this fast. And again, the reason that we're doing this is because God never asked us to do anything out of our own strength. So if he's saying, hey, I'm asking you to lean in this season like never before, then he promises that he will give us the strength that we need. So the whole theme and what the Lord began to speak to me about this fast in the beginning of the year is Acts 3:19, where it says, then times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. And I believe with all of my heart that in this season, God wants to refresh you. He wants to refresh your house. He wants to give you back what the enemy stole. He wants I saw it. That's why we created that graphic, like the rivers from the mountain of God, the rivers of refreshing that the Bible talks about flowing down from the mountain of God, coming on you and your family and your home, just that river, that imagery of it flowing down from the mountain to you. I believe that in this fast, in this season, January 11th through the 21st, that those times of refreshing are going to come from the presence of the Lord. So that's what I'm believing for you and for your home, is that in this season of fasting, come on, God's going to give you oil in your lamp, refresh back to you. What you've poured out, come on, he's going to refresh back to you, that you will come out the other side of this fast stronger than you ever were before. Do you believe that with me? So you've got some time to pray. Say, Lord, what is it that you would have me fast? Is it one meal a day? Is it one meal a week? Is it a certain thing that you want me to fast? You ask God, you get with God, and he'll give you clarity on that. But why do we do this? Why do we call a fast? Well, because we were never meant to go forward on yesterday's ashes. We need fresh oil, fresh strength, fresh joy, fresh clarity, fresh vision for what God's asking us to do in this next season. That's why Isaiah 40, 31 says, but those who trust in the Lord, those who wait on him will find new strength, or another translation says, will renew their strength. So I'm inviting you, just don't watch this fast. Join us. Let's enter 2026 refreshed, restored, and ready for the adventure that I believe God's calling us to have. Let me pray along those lines for a minute. Father, I pray that you would refresh your people, refresh marriages, refresh minds, restore. Give us fresh worship. Refresh our children and youth. Give us what we need for what you've prepared in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, do you believe that? Do you believe in what God's called us to do in this next season? Then I also want to give you an opportunity to sow into the kingdom of God. And this is one of your last opportunities to give online this year. You can do that by texting Hope City PA to 1-888-364-GIVE or 1-888-364-4483. You are a regular attender of Hope City Church. You consider this your church family. Then come on, we encourage you to be faithful in your giving, because come on, it's only when we obey God, when we are all in together, that we can see God do what only God can do. So use the information on your screen to participate in giving as we close out this year. And come on, we pay our tithes and we give our offerings. Amen. So we want to give you that opportunity to do that as well. And man, thank you for helping us build God's house in 2025. But we're not done yet. There's more coming in 2026. So just to recap all of that, our mission, our mandate for 2025 is outreach, children, and youth. That's where we're focusing on this year. And we're going to start the year off, because we don't want to move ahead of God without letting him fill us with the strength and the power that we need to do what he's called us to do. So we're going to begin January 11th with this 21-day fast, asking God to refresh us, give us what we need, the rivers from the mountain of God to refresh us for the strength that we need for what's ahead. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. So I want to close this time today with another time of worship and ask God to, as we worship him, to again give us that strength and that refreshing that we so need. And so don't go anywhere. Just worship God right where you are. And this again is from our time of worship on our revival weekend. And I'll never forget this Sunday morning when City Harvest was coming in and they had brought in their music tracks and had asked us, you know, to cue everything up. And I never forget that Sunday morning going in. And I had never heard this song before, and it didn't even have any lyrics with it because City Harvest would be singing it, you know, so it was just instrumental, their tracks. And as soon as I heard the first note, the Spirit of God just fell on me, and I knew the anointing was on this song. And not just for that moment, but I knew it was a song that he wanted to use at Hope City Church in a season. And so I want to close out with this, and then goodbye yesterday, reminding us that, come on, we're saying bye to yesterday, but leaning in to all that's new. So thank you so much for being on with me today. Let's worship God as we leave this time together. Come on, don't go anywhere. Stay in this time of worship, and I know it's going to bless your life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
today. I'm living in the light of a new day. I won't waste another minute in my old ways. Praise the Lord, I've been born again. Goodbye yesterday. I'm living in the light of a new day. I won't waste another minute in my old ways. Praise the Lord, I've been born again.
If you've been born again, just lift up those hands and say, thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah.
Again and again, again and again and again and again. You rescued me out of the mess I was in. You traded my sorrow for something to sing. Now I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Goodbye yesterday. I'm living in the light of a new day. I won't waste another minute in my own way.
Hey!
Praise the Lord.
Come on. Say goodbye.
Goodbye yesterday.
Hey! The Spirit of the Lord
is upon me.
I got resurrection in my
heart. Come on, y'all. Say praise the Lord.
I've been born
again and again and again and again. You rescued me out of the mess I was in. You traded my sorrow for something to sing. Now I'm dancing on the grave.
Say again and again and again
and again. You rescued me out of the mess I was in. You traded my sorrow for something to sing. Now I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived in.